Let's see if we can get some of this in the Stay Home Chicago campaign. Pete, can we play the acoustic
guitar? Come on, baby, I don't want you to go. Come on, baby, I don't want you to go.
It's acoustic guitar version. We have another one, too. Can we get that other one, the White Mystery rock version? There's another one here.
2, 3, stay home.
Different versions there. That's White Mystery, brother sister rock duo with a big following in the city. And Alex White joins us. She's the sister part of that duo. Hey, Alex. Fun to
take
partners.
Hey, thanks for having me, Anna.
Thanks for being on WGN. This seems like a nice way to sort of get your band out there and a way for us to support the music community, but it's a public service announcement as well. Kind of
it
fun.
It sure is. Yeah, we're so delighted to be a part of it because we're just trying to do our best to communicate hope during this time to everyone around the city.
Yeah, you know, the music community hit hard, of course, because concerts are shut down. All the great music we get to love and enjoy all across the city and the state, it's just it's harder to enjoy that. But some of you are getting pretty creative, and I know you're doing online concerts as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a challenge not having the clubs and the venues, which Chicago boasts so many wonderful places for us to perform for audiences. But, you know, in the times of challenging, you know, obstacles like this, we innovate. We're artists, we're creatives, and finding ways to deliver music to a worldwide audience beyond the confines of Chicago through streaming on Facebook.
Maybe pick up some new fans that way, I suppose, right? Because people are at home, you've got a captive audience, people are telling each other what shows and what music they like, and there's a little more time to take in some of that.
Yeah, definitely. You know, people are tethered to their phones these days. Mm-hmm. And while there are lots of folks out there who don't have access, you know, there's many, many Chicagoans who are looking for news, you know, through the web portal. So White Mystery is playing on April 18th. We're doing an event for Dispensary 33 in Chicago. They took their big annual festival online. We're playing that. And on Monday, which is April 20th, and White Mystery's 12th anniversary as a band,
Woo!
We're also performing a virtual concert that day. And it's free. You know, anyone can access it.
So cool. So they are taking some music festivals online. I was wondering what they were going to do. We keep waiting to hear what's going to happen with Lollapalooza and so many others, and it feels like everything is just on hold. Mm-hmm. Not looking great, but on hold. So there's a way to do this, I suppose, right? Put it online.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it's great because you do reach that worldwide audience. The challenge is monetizing it. We're used to selling tickets and selling merch. So the real path to discovery will be how to translate that into the virtual world, how to continue making a living as a professional musician. And, you know, the real irony is that 2020 is the year of Chicago music, right? Mm-hmm. You know, proclaimed by Mayor Lightfoot. And I think that while it'll be challenging for us to, you know, do what we're used to at Wicker Park Fest and do division, et cetera, I think that, you know, it's up to us to find ways to continue making this the year of Chicago music.
And you're doing that. So, Alex, thanks for checking in with us here on WGN. Thanks for doing what you're doing. And it's people want to find you and learn more about the concerts you were talking about, the online one. I hear there's a possible SNL cast member appearing.
Yeah.
Yep. You can find out more. WhiteMysteryBand.com, right?
That's yeah, and it's right there. You can RSVP for the 420 concert and find out what SNL character that is. So go ahead and click that.
Thank you, Alex. Appreciate your time. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Anna.